Last week we began talking about the religious spirit, and tonight we're going to do part two on speaking of the religious spirit. Last week we talked about the fact that Jesus has given us keys of authority, a master key that unlocks whatever Father wants unlocked in your life and locks everything Father does not want open in your life, and you have the choice to use that key. And so we talked about it specifically relative to the religious spirit. In Luke 10:19, Jesus said, "I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you." When he said he's given you all authority, he meant exactly what he said. There is no demonic entity, including Lucifer, you do not have authority over in the earth realm. Don't go after him in the second heaven. Go after him when he comes into your kitchen, into your car, into your place at work or school. Tonight, we're going to look at the effects of the religious spirit, and then we're going to look at steps to get free from the religious spirit. You already started that during worship, whether you know it or not. You are already breaking the chains the religious spirit has had on you, unless you sat on your hands and did what you always do, but I don't think you did. So the first effect of the religious spirit is it hinders potential believers. You know my mindset. There's two types of people in the world, believers and pre-believers. Because in all eternity, we're all going to believe. But it's our responsibility to gather the harvest so there'll be more believers now. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven." Matthew 6:1. Do you know you have rewards? And they're not just waiting for the day you go to be with him in heaven. He wants to lavish them on you now because there is no time for the Father. People watch you and they judge Jesus. They're looking to see whether this Christ you speak of is real. We talked last week about hypocrisy. They're looking to see whether you're just all hot air or whether you have the goods. Does the fruit you bear want them to taste and see he is good? Jesus said we should judge fruit. So much for people who say do not judge. Jesus told us to judge fruit. Hopefully your fruit is succulent, rich, delicious, drawing people to him. Number two, the religious spirit produces undue humility and you refuse to walk in your calling. That's most of the bride of Christ. God created you and he has prepared you the way for you, and it is our responsibility to step into what he has called us to do. He's not going to drag you to your call. Holy Spirit will lead you to your call. That's why we were redeeming our gifts and sanctifying our gifts tonight, because he wants to use the gift he placed in you when he knit you together in your mother's womb to bear fruit for him so you can fulfill your call. Undue humility creates passivity, and passivity will keep the church from moving forward. Most of the church is sitting on their hands. Part of them because they don't want to raise them, and the other part of them because they don't want to use them. But how can we be Jesus' hands, his feet, and his voice if we're passive? The body of Christ was never meant to be passive. It was meant to be his legislative force, enforcing heaven and making it manifest in the earth realm. Number three, this was prophesied tonight. The religious spirit keeps you from forgetting your past mistakes. It's like you've got this, to quote Lisa's favorite car, 8-track player that goes round and round and round and just keeps playing the same old mistake. This is not Groundhog's Day, folks. The cross ended your past. Isaiah 43:18-19. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Father has already got a plan for you to get through all of the issues of your past. So you need to choose to learn from your past and move on in the victory of Christ. I made a whole bunch of mistakes as a chemist. Expensive mistakes. Tens of thousands of dollars mistakes. But I learned from them and made tens of millions of dollars of profit. Learn from your mistakes, but don't let the enemy accuse you and hold you to your past. Number four, the religious spirit will try to keep you from being in the right place at the right time. Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end or fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint, though it tarry, wait earnestly for it. Because it will surely come, it will not be behindhand on the appointed day. In January of 1986, I was given a huge promotion in Tennessee. My one-year assignment in Rochester was over. But I called my boss in Tennessee, the CEO of the company, and I said, I won't mention his name, we're having a service at church we've been preparing for a month. Can I come down on the 5th of February? We were going through Presbytery on February 4th of 1986. I had to be in the right place at the right time, or you wouldn't be listening to this tonight. Because three prophets from everywhere in the U.S. except here didn't know I was packed and leaving in the morning, told me, unpack your bags, this is your home in the Lord. Told Casey and I things that only she and I knew about ourselves and no one in the congregation knew about us. The enemy will try to keep you from being in the right place at the right time. The religious spirit does not want you to fulfill your call and destiny. When you are where Father desires, when He desires, you become a portal for heaven to manifest in the earth. In February of 2020, at a Reform Rochester meeting, the Lord told everyone in this region, I'm going to make you portable portals of glory. That's who you and I are. When Father says, go do this, and you go do it, you're doing it for His glory. Don't think you have to see immediate fruit. You may, but don't let the enemy keep you from being in the right place at the right time. Number five, the religious spirit will cause you to give up your authority. You will forget that you are a son or a daughter. That means you are a prince or a princess. You wear a crown, and most of us have forgotten. The church has abdicated her authority. 100 years ago, she gave it to the government. Bad move. 70 years, she gave it to the education mountain. Bad move. The church is not a building. It is you and I, every place the Lord has called us to prosper because our soul prospers in Him. Every place He sends us, we are to release the authority of heaven in love. Because there is no greater weapon. That came out tonight in the worship too. Parents have abdicated their authority. Well, we'll just send him to school. We'll send him to prep school. That's the ultimate abdication. We won't even see him. We won't even hug him. We won't even love on him. Father ordained the family as the building block of every culture in the earth. And Christian parents have joined the parade of lemmings to abdicate the authority to raise their sons and daughters. Does that mean education is not good? No, you know I'm very well educated. It means we have the responsibility for them to help us educate them in the way of the Lord. And if they are teaching little Johnny how to be little Susie, or they're doing anything else, then you've abdicated your authority and you've given your children over to darkness. Number 6, the religious spirit will quench, diminish, constrain your gifts, your assignment, your call, your anointing, and your relationship. The religious spirit does not want your passion for Christ to ignite others. You are a firebrand. Go ignite others. I'm sitting here going through the slides when all these words are coming. I say, yep, check, okay. Do you know you get your message confirmed when you just listen to the Holy Spirit? Matthew 15:16, Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men in such a way they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Let them see me permission to advance in your life." Father has given you gifts that are not just meant for you. They are meant for you to expand his kingdom everywhere he calls you to go. Your gifts are weapons against every force of darkness. Number 8, the religious spirit will cause you to believe your ministry is your relationship with the Lord rather than allowing your ministry to be a byproduct of your relationship with the Lord. As you heard last week, the religious spirit will try to rob you of intimacy with the Father. I have known hundreds of ministers over the past 4 decades, going on 5 decades, and many of them had no intimate relationship with the Father. Their ministry, Pharisee, religious spirit, was their relationship with the Father and the Son. You sit down and you ask them to talk to you. And until you stop hearing the whisper of the enemy, the religious spirit that says he doesn't want to talk to you, just keep telling that spirit to shut up. Or if you like King James, shutteth thy mouth. Because Father is always communicating. Holy Spirit is always communicating. Jesus is always communicating. And they want you to know who you are in them. Number 9, the religious spirit will try to kill your joy. Nehemiah 8:10, then he said to them, "Go eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." We all know that passage. With no strength, you lose boldness. With no boldness, you have no courage. And with no courage, you will not stand against demonic powers. Let me tell you, dogs and demons smell fear. They know if you're not moving in love. Perfect love casts out fear. They will try to kill your joy so you will not boldly and courageously be like Joshua and take your promised land. Your promised land today, by the way, is your soul, your mind, your intellect, and your emotions. And most of the body of Christ has a wilderness instead of an abundant, prosperous soul. But God. Number 10, the religious spirit will cause you to copy the anointings of others. Hebrews 13:7, remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. 3 John 11, beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does good is of God. The one who does evil has not seen God. Do not worship the gift. But they're such a good healer. Oh, they're such an accurate prophet. Do not worship the gift. Model the character of those who radiate Christ. most people cannot use their gifts because they do not have the character of Christ, which is required for the fullness of the glory of the Holy Spirit to flow through them. Go back and listen to the prophetic word or reread it that was released last week, the 60 days of sanctification. Because the Lord wants to have your character so sanctified, He can pour mighty. Every man brings a snare, but whoever leans on, trusts in, and puts their faith, confidence in the Lord is safe and set on high. You will always fall if you fear man. I've had to stand up to executives. I've had to stand up to CEOs and speak in love the truth and not back down. So what if you don't get the career move you were hoping for? That isn't what you were created for. You were created to bring the King of Glory more glory. It could be through your job. If that's you, let me tell you, you may have an idol called your job. The religious spirit will use fear of man to derail you from attaining the destiny Father has for you. Psalm 139:17. There's a book He's written about you. It has no sin in it. It has everything He saw, because He sees the end from the beginning, before He created the heavens and the earth and He put us on it. The religious spirit does not want any of us to attain that, because when we do, He's through. And by the way, the religious spirit is one of the principalities over this region. Number 13, the religious spirit will cause you to honor man more than you honor God. Malachi 2:2. If you do not listen, and if you do not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send the curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. And indeed, I have cursed them already because you are not taking it to heart. All giving is an extension of worship and an expression of your heart to honor God. If you are not lavishly giving, biblically, where the Lord tells you to, then you are not worshiping. The religious spirit tells you, you don't have to do that. A worshiper will say, Lord, here it is. I honor you with it, knowing He has something much better. Number 14, the religious spirit will cause you to dishonor people. You remember dissing? Disrespect, dishonor, disillusion. It will cause you to dishonor people. When we dishonor people, we dishonor the creation of God. He made those people and me in His image and likeness. He made you in His image and likeness. And when we dishonor someone, we are trashing Father's creation. The religious spirit loves it when we diss people. Number 15. The religious spirit causes us to refuse to reconcile relationships. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Are you born again?
Yes.
Good. Most of us in the room are. That means you are a minister of reconciliation, bringing warring parties together, us to Him and us to one another. Guess what? Your prayers for the Ukraine, your prayers for all of these other hot spots around the world, are prayers of reconciliation when you pray Father's mercy into them. You have an unlimited mercy account. And ministers of reconciliation spend their mercy. You can never exhaust it. Oh, wait a minute. I think the Bible says His mercies are new every morning. When we refuse to reconcile relationships, we close our heart and hold on to hurts. The religious spirit wants to burn you up with holding on to hurts from the past. Number 16, the religious spirit seeks revenge. Romans 12:9 says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay or requite,' says the Lord." Number 17. The religious spirit will cause you to walk in a performance orientation. We talked about that. The more I do, maybe Father will love me more. Maybe Mom and Dad will love me more. Maybe my boss will love me more. Not. Romans 4, 2 and 3. "For if Abraham was justified, established as just by acquittal from guilt by good works that he did, then he has grounds for boasting." Abraham had no grounds for boasting, and neither do you or I. "But not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed in, trusted in God, and it was credited to his account as righteousness, right living and right standing with God." Number 18. The religious spirit will cause you to substitute religious activity for works and works for the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, let's go have another crusade. Let's go have another campaign. Let's go have another outreach. Let's go sell more baked goods. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. The religious spirit wants to keep you busy doing religious works. 1 Corinthians 3:12 through 15. "Now, if any man builds on the foundation of gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through the fire." Remember, the gold is the glory of the Lord. The silver is the righteousness of Christ. And the precious stones are you and I, the saints. They will not be consumed in the refining fire. They will be refined, but they won't be consumed. The religious spirit wants to keep you hyper with activity instead of honoring the Father. The religious spirit is a major force behind cessationism. Well, you don't need the Holy Spirit. You can do these works. If you just do these things, you will be saved. I got news for you. Many people who have said, "Lord, Lord," he's going to say, "Away from me, you evildoers. I never knew you." Because the religious spirit stole that new believer from entering in. We talked about that last week. Number 19. The religious spirit will cause you to reject grace and forgiveness. Luke 11:4, Jesus said, "And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us, who has offended us or done us wrong. And bring us not into temptation, but rescue us from evil." The religious spirit does not want you to enter into forgiveness and grace, because it knows forgiveness and love are the two greatest weapons we can use against it and every other force of hell. The religious spirit tries to keep us from walking in unforgiveness so we will not experience the fullness of grace Jesus won for us to walk in victory over temptation and evil. If I don't forgive, temptation and evil can easily ensnare me and you. Never repent. There would be people running to know him through you. We must choose who we are going to serve. Joshua said it best, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So, steps to freedom. Number one, admit you have the religious spirit. Do that. I admit I have a religious spirit. It's that simple. Until you admit it, now the angels just heard your voice, and so did the religious spirit. Guess who wins? The angels. Number two, declare who you are. I am a son of God. I am a child of God. You are telling the angels, and you're telling the demonic realm. You're activating the angels. You're getting something else upset. Number three, choose to be free. Announce it is your choice to be free. I choose to be free from the effects of the religious spirit. Number four, confess the action and the sin. Father, I confess my involvement with the religious spirit is sin. Touch before you. Number five, repent, turn, and go with God. Father, I repent of all of my involvement with the religious spirit. From my forefathers and foremothers, and from all of my actions, I choose to go with you. We've already renounced it. But Lord, we choose to renounce every involvement with the religious spirit. We renounce by cutting off the old things we've said and done. So the Holy Spirit may remind you of some things you've said. Just quickly renounce them and cut them off. Remember, the cross, I break it off of my marriage. I break it off of my children. I break it off every generation of my lineage till Jesus returns in victory for his bride. Uh-oh, you just set yourself up to get the wealth of the wicked. Command the religious spirit to go. Announce your position of authority. I have all authority over you, Jesus said so. It's that simple, folks. Oh, remember, the religious spirit wants you to have some big theology. Let's get some beads. Let's get some other stuff. No. You speak your authority. Do not negotiate or converse with the religious spirit. You don't have to talk to it. You won't get rid of it by talking to it. Nice religious spirit. You just stay in the background. And it's drooling because it knows it has you captive. Bind it, take authority over the manifestations, and command them to go, and then speak healing over yourself. So if you're ministering to someone else, number eight, have the person receive God's forgiveness and also forgive themselves by appropriating the blood of Christ. I choose to forgive myself, Father. And I cleanse myself once again with the blood of Christ. And Father, I forgive anyone who use the religious spirit to try and control and manipulate me. And I ask you to forgive them. And I ask you to bless them with the fullness of the Lordship of Christ in their lives. That, by the way, is trilateral forgiveness. Number nine, pick up and embrace the gifts you have laid down. So, what gifts were you asking the Lord to sanctify? Was it a gift of prophecy? Was it a gift of healing? Was it a gift of investment? Was it a gift of dance? Thank you, by the way, for dancing tonight. Whatever gifts it is, especially your spiritual gifts, pick them up and embrace them and ask Holy Spirit to show you how to use them for Father's glory. How do we stay delivered? Put God first. Wake up every morning and die to yourself and ask God for his ways. That's how I start my day. It's usually dark when I start my day. But I hear in 2 weeks, it won't be anymore. Choose God's agenda and plans each new day. I used to be a daytimer freak. Now it's on my cell phone. But guess what? He has control over every minute of each day. 1,440 minutes. Ask him what he wants you to do with him. Die to you and choose all of the Lord every morning. Number four, put on the full armor of God by putting on the beauty and joy. Thank you for reading Isaiah 61:3. Joy. Put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and love, Colossians 3:12. Put on your new self, Colossians 3:10. Put on faith, love, and hope, 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Put on the armor of light, Romans 13:12. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 13:14. Put on the full armor of God. It's what most of us think we're supposed to put on, but there's a lot of put-ons in Scripture, aren't there? Clothe yourself. Ephesians 6:13-17. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ and walk in truth. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Walk in your authority. How do you know you're free? You change your responses, your habits, and your actions. Don't let the enemy pull you down that rabbit hole once again. Why? Because God's Word says so. Repentance is a change of heart and a change of action. You are filled with joy. Joy flows out of love. Peace flows out of joy. You want peace? You got to be moving with joy. When you move with joy, you have boldness and courage. Number 3, experience peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. This is the kingdom of God. We should be kingdom ambassadors everywhere. People should see this in us. You move out of the flesh. You no longer choose to do the things your flesh said was okay. And you move in confidence. And number 6, you stop complaining and criticizing. Remember what happened in the wilderness? Murmuring, gossiping, complaining, criticizing, death. The religious spirit will try to do this to you. By the blood of the cross, you are free. That's the bottom line. You are free. Father, I decree every person on the line or in the house who prayed this prayer is free from the religious spirit. Holy Spirit, I ask you to rest on them. Rest on them, Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and strength, Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Rest on my brothers and sisters and endue them with power from your presence. No longer let the religious spirit whisper to them. I say, Spirit of the Lord, guide and direct them in everything they are called to do. And Jesus, I say, repeat your word into their heart. So they know your word better than they know their own mind. Lord Jesus, feed them your word so it becomes the essence of what comes out of their mouth in the face of their enemies and in the ears of those who need to know you. Father, I bless your sons and daughters with the freedom your Son won for us through his blood and his cross. I send them to be ambassadors, to be sons and to be daughters, and to fulfill your call and destiny on their lives. And I thank you for it all in Jesus' name.